Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every day I get in the queue to get on the bus that takes me to you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Diane Murray. Diane is the CEO and president of Ally Bank. Can I say a full-service online bank, Diane? Can I say it that way?
You can absolutely say that. We like that description.
But no drive-up windows, folks. It's all online. It's all virtual. You know, one of the things that's interesting about what's going on right now with the fintech industry, your sector of the banking industry, is it reminds me of the teleworking argument. A lot of business owners would resist hiring someone who wasn't under their roof. But if they ever thought about it, they'd realize that they got people under their roof they don't even see all day.
Right.
So what's the difference in that and somebody who lives in the next state over or around, or, you know, in the, across the country? So people who might resist online banking might just take check with their people and find out that you're already doing mostly online banking. It's just with a bank that's planted in the ground around the corner. Right?
Yeah, that's a good analogy for sure. So Ally, as you say, operates without any branches. We are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a week. And
what about your regulatory situation? One of the big challenges of all banks, and especially community banks. I've got a soft spot in my heart, Diane, for community banks. If it weren't for a community bank, I wouldn't be here. That's the truth. That's not the least bit hyperbolic. And so what I'm worried about is that banks, traditional banks, are receiving such an onslaught of regulatory oversight and a lot of it unnecessary, especially for community banks, that it just seems to be unfair and really unfortunate. What are the regulatory expectations of an online bank like yours?
Right. Well, I would say a couple of things. Clearly, the regulatory environment is more intense than it's ever been. I think largely coming out of the financial crisis, as we all saw, a tremendous amount of additional regulation has been put in place, and it does raise the bar very materially for all institutions. Online community banks or the large.
But you guys have the same capital expectations as the traditional banks, don't you?
We sure do, and so you know it comes with the territory.
Are you subject to Mr. Cordray's a police force, the Consumer Protection
the
Bureau?
We are, and
his Nazis.
I would say we respect all of our regulators.
That's my comment, folks. She didn't say that. That's me, but I'll call him that. I think they're a bunch of Nazis. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, it certainly puts a lot of additional expectation on all banks to live up to the expectations of our regulators.
Would you agree that the regulatory state of banking right now is over the top, it's excessive, and it's ultimately hurting the consumer and the businesses?
You know, the demands are high, Jim, is what I would say. And I think, you know, every bank has to, you know, kind of examine their practices. And,
right.
You know, in some instances, I would say that, you know, where the scale gets tipped, there may be, you know, either, you know, consumers who don't get served.
Right.
Or served well. You know, at Ally, we strive to, you know, keep the customer at the very center of everything we do. But I certainly, you know, acknowledge your point that there are a lot of additional
Well, small businesses are feeling this when they go try to work with a local bank, with a bank where they have a banking, you know, a small business banking relationship. They find the government between them and their bank. So let me ask you a question. Let's just convert over to small business now. What would you say to small business owners who are looking for a bank relationship, especially millennials? You know, we got millennials who they wouldn't go in a branch bank if their life depended on it, and they wouldn't even know what to do about that. And so, what do you say? How does Ally serve a small business as a major banking relationship?
Well, ironically, today most of our products and services are geared towards consumers. We do have, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, a very extensive auto finance business that does serve, all businesses, large and small. But the traditional banking products that we offer through Allied Bank today are our consumer offerings.
Not so much. Not like I wouldn't want my payroll account. I wouldn't put my payroll account there necessarily. Something like that.
Right. Not today. But again, you know, small business owners are also consumers. And
right.
And so, providing, you know, simple and easy ways for business owners on the go who have no time.
Well, let me tell you what I did, Diane. I could have borrowed the money for the truck I bought from my bank, but I could also borrow it at the same rate from Ally, and it took that line of credit away from my bank. I was able to place it with you and not use up my line of credit at the bank.
Right. So
I diversified my credit options with that.
Right. And hopefully got, you know, great value in that decision.
It was great. No, I liked it very much. I'd come back. But so, folks, this is part of what she's talking about here is what I talk about when I talk about your capitalization strategy. You got to make sure you're using your credit lines and your cash sources the right way. Make sure that you're using them smart so that you can make them go as far as they can, because we all know how precious our capital is. Ally.com, Ally.com is the website. She and I will be right back. Diane Moray is the president of Ally. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.